So the question was asked with regard to wearing tzitzit in all kinds of different circumstances. So we have to know that technically you don't ever have to wear tzitzit. If you wear a four-cornered garment, that garment has to have tzitzit. If you don't want to wear your talit katan, what we call tzitzit, you don't have to. The custom is that we do, and the halacha says that in times of danger, it protects a person. If a person wants extra protection, the tzitzit is a good thing to wear. Chazal say, if a person doesn't wear tzitzit, so if there's a time of anger, idan deritcha, so then, so to speak, God says, you didn't go the extra mile. I don't have to go the extra mile to take you out of there. So it's like going the extra mile, but you don't really have to. There's no moment when you have to wear a garment that has four corners with tzitzit. The custom is that we do wear tzitzit. We do wear talit katan. We wear a garment that has tzitzit. But let's say one is going to exercise. And if he's going to wear that tzitzit, he's going to sweat much more, and it's going to be irksome for him to keep wearing the talit katan. There's no problem with taking it off. If one is going to play a baseball game, and he's worried that if he wears his talit katan, then when they try to tag him out or tackle him, so then they'll pull at it and they'll tear it. So there's no, you don't have to wear the tzitzit. If you could tuck in the tzitziot, good. And if not, not. If one is hot, there's no air conditioning in the Beis Medrash, or the air conditioning isn't strong enough, and he's hot, and he's not going to be able to focus on his learning. So if he could, it's always preferable to put the tzitzit on top of your garments. But if not, you could take them off. Just remember that every minute you're wearing it, you're fulfilling a biblical mitzvah, a mitzvah d'oraita. When you're not, you're not. So you're giving up seconds of mitzvot. If it's important for you, you could. There's no prohibition against taking them off. Nothing wrong. There's an argument as to whether at night we have to wear tzitzit or not. Figure a guy who wears them is taking a 50-50 bet that he's going to have twice as many mitzvot when he comes to the world to come. I don't know. It sounds like good odds to me. You sleep 8 hours a night, 6 hours a night. But still, it's another 6 hours of mitzvot. I sleep with my tzitzit, and I was told, I don't learn Kabbalah, but I was told that it says in Kabbalah that wearing tzitzit when one goes to sleep is a segula for preventing carry from a person having a wet dream. But that's what I was told. I don't know. But at the end of the day, why not? I mean, it's not bothersome to a person. So you might be getting mitzvot for another 6 hours. Why not?
Who's the argument between
Rosh Rambam
and a brother, Mr. Brother? It's just according to the article.